Morning comes to Dream's castle. A gentle breeze stirs the surface of the lake, rippling the reflection of its towers and pinnacles.
Good morning, pretty sister. Our host has finally seen fit to let the sun rise. A bright new day has dawned.
Lord Chlorican of Faerie, thin, with a lopsided grin, shirt undone, leggings askew, stands in the doorway of Nula's bedchamber. One hand holds a bottle of wine, while the other clutches a shaven-headed Egyptian, wearing only jewelry and a loincloth, looking like a fugitive from 3000 BC. He snuggles in close to Chlorican.
I'm still gloriously drunk on this magnificent wine, and a night ill spent with this lovely lad. He's with the Egyptian delegation, a temple priest or a dead king or something. Isn't he gorgeous? Senefru, this is my sister Nula. Nula, meet Senefru.
Chlorican, get out of my bedchamber.
And now we've only come by to tell you that Lord Shaper is about to announce what he's planning to do with his new realm. Oh, so get a frock on, little sister, and come and hear the good word.
Do you think he'll accede to our wishes? That he'll keep hell empty and forgive us the tithe?
Not a hope. There's too many big boys leaning on him. You saw them all last night. Personally, I figure the best I can hope to get out of these shenanigans is excellent wine and great sex. See you down there.
And all I get out of it was a good night's sleep, I suppose. Oh, well. So much for being a gift.
The Sandman, Act 2, Episode 7.
Season of Mists, Chapter 6, in which the vexing question of the sovereignty of Hell is finally settled, to the satisfaction of some. The finer points of hospitality, and in which it is demonstrated that while some may fall, others are pushed. Nula dresses herself in a filmy gown with a silver circlet around her hair. There is a flower in the vase by her bedroom wall, a beautiful exotic orchid. She eats the flower petals, carefully, picking them off with her fingers.
They're gathering already.
If he does give us the hell of Lucifer, then he obliges us to keep our word.
Undoubtedly he would do so, my lady.
Bast and Anubis.
Nula moves to the doorway of her chamber. The delegations pass, on their way to the Great Hall.
If it came to that, I would simply have to admit that I did not know exactly where his brother is now. But I do possess certain facts.
We must hope they are enough for the Dream Lord. Otherwise, good day, fairy child.
Good day, Lord Anubis. Lady Bast.
And to you.
Two more supplicants for the key to Hell pass, a traditionally robed and hatted wizard and a man with no face. Nula does not recognize them.
Surprised not to see a representative from the Greek gods here. Perhaps they know something my people do not.
It's all internal politics, old friend. It leaves no room for travel, but if you ask me...
Good day, sirs.
But hush, we are overheard.
Whatever isn't enough... A small fragment of his soul.
Odin, in his hat and cloak, looks worried, preoccupied.
Oh, I should have disguised myself, swindled the hell of Lucifer from Dream as I swindled Cavassier's blood from the dwarves.
Please, Odin Varadr, speak more quietly.
Thor looks terrible. He has a thundering hangover, quite literally. About a foot above his head hangs a small rain cloud. Loki looks thoughtful, until he notices Nula. Walking over, he grins at her with his scarred mouth.
Hello, fairy woman. What are you doing after the main event? My name's Loki.
Trickstar.
Put me down.
For the last time, you are only permitted to talk to me or to Lord Odin. Or else, I'll splinter every bone in your body with my bare hands. You are not trusted. And I'm in a really foul mood this morning.
Excuse me, Lords.
Nuala, come in.
Everybody's here.
And I do mean everybody.
The Great Hall of Dreams Castle is decorated with rich frescoes under an ornate vaulted ceiling. Chlorican leads Nuala into a throng of wondrous and exotic faces. She sees Princess Jemmy of Chaos in her clown makeup. Nearby, the demons Azazel and the Merkin stand silently, watchfully, but there is no Corazon with them. She sees the genie of the box, Thor, Odin, and Loki, who winks at her, Lord Susano Ono Mikoto, and Anubis, Bess, and Bast.
Well, where is he?
All await the arrival of their host, the Lord of Dreams, and his decision as to which of them shall be the future rulers of Hell. But Morpheus is still in his chamber, high in the tallest tower of his castle. Morpheus stands beside an arched window. He looks haggard. His clothes have not been refreshed. His servant, Matthew the Raven, arrives to perch on the windowsill.
You look like you haven't slept a wink all night.
I don't sleep, Matthew.
I didn't say you did. I just said that was what you look like. Busy night, huh?
I spent the first half of it talking with a few of our visitors, and I spent the second half thinking.
Don't know who should take over Hell.
They all want it. I don't. I never thought that disposing of the unwanted could be so hard. Everything keeps shifting and changing, Matthew. It's like treading a path through mist.
Dream.
The angels Remiel and Duma are suddenly hovering in a corner of the room.
Leave us, Matthew.
Sure, boss. Good luck.
Remiel, Duma, how goes your observation?
It goes. We have observed much and have reported all we have seen back to our creator. Have you reached your decision?
I have come to no decision, Angel. Many of them have offered me things I want or need. It is hard. Perhaps I should accede to the fairy's wishes and leave Hell empty. It serves no good purpose.
I have a message for you.
Very well, Remiel. What is it?
I do not know. Wait. Yes. Yes. I will relay the message. It is from my creator. There must be a hell. There must be a place for the demons, a place for the damned. Hell is heaven's reflection. It is heaven's shadow. They define each other. Reward and punishment, hope and despair. There must be a hell, for without hell, heaven has no meaning. And thus, hell must be... No!
Remiel?
No! No, he cannot wish that. That is wrong. We have done nothing to offend the name, nothing that could warrant this.
What is it, Remiel? What are you saying?
I am saying... I have been told to say that hell cannot be entrusted to other than those who serve the name directly. It is too important that myself and Duma are to take over hell.
What?
that it will be under our control as representatives of the name, and that we can never return to the Silver City. We can never again enter the presence.
But this is neither fair nor just. We have done nothing to be cast out. We have never rebelled. We fought bravely side by side against the armies of Lucifer. We are of the host. Does he not understand what this means? To be exiled into the darkness, to be banished from our Creator's light, his grace. We are too pure for our feet to ever touch the base clay. Why, then, should we be forced into the pit? This is wrong. We cannot. We must not. Hell is for the evil. Hell is for those who have offended against his love. Hell is for...
I will rebel. Like Lucifer, I will protest. This is wrong. But how can I rebel? Where could I go if I did?
Duma?
Duma, the silent angel, has descended to stand beside Dream on the floor of the tower room. The angel's eyes are wet with tears.
Lord, Lord, let this burden pass from me. Your will is too harsh. Choose another.
Duma, watching and weeping, extends a hand towards Morpheus, who pulls the key to hell from his pocket.
If you want the key, Duma, it is yours.
Duma nods slowly. Dream hands the key over.
And you, Remiel, what will you do?
What can I do? I cannot allow my fellow angel to drink from the cup that I have refused. I will go with Duma. I will go to hell.
You have my sympathies. Let us tell the others.
And I feel terrible.
If you don't hold your stupid tongue, Thunder God, then once I rule hell, I shall not rest until your tongue hangs from a hook on the wall of my throne room.
You rule hell? The hell of Lucifer will be ours, Azazel. And you and your kind will be left to snuffle in the outer darkness, like ghouls vainly searching for a buried tomb in the desert sands.
Hell is mine, Anubis Doghead, and all of you will suffer for your temerity.
I had assumed you would have waited for me to make my announcement before electing yourselves lords of hell. I see I was wrong. Thank you for waiting! I apologize for the delay, but then I am sure none of you would have wished me to rush into a decision. Order and chaos. Egypt and Asgard. Fairy, Demonkind, and Nippon. Each of you have come to me. Each of you have asked me for a favor.
Enough babbling, Dreamer. Give me the key to hell and be done with it.
Give you the key to hell, Azazel? I cannot do that. I cannot give it to any of you.
What?
Yes.
Why not?
Remiel the Angel will explain.
On the low stage at the end of the room, floating serenely overhead, behind Morpheus, the two angels have manifested themselves.
Because it is no longer his to dispose of, we have taken back the key. Hell will again be the abode of the damned and the demons. The damned will be returned to hell, and there they will once again be punished. The demons may once more take up residence in hell and will be expected to play their part in the rehabilitation of the damned. The war between heaven and hell is over. Hell is now directly under heaven's control, and Duma and I will be heaven's regents in the underworld.
On whose authority?
Whose do you think?
Dream Lord, you are not forced to accede to this.
I did not create the hell of Lucifer, Lord Susano Onomikoto, nor the realm of which it is a shadow. If its creator wishes to take it back, that is its creator's affair, not mine. I thank you all for coming here, and I trust that although you may be disappointed by my decision, you will understand it. I hope it will cause none of you undue distress.
Cause us distress? Oh, that's a fine one, Morpheus. What about the distress it's going to cause you?
The rip in space that is the demon Azazel advances on Morpheus, each of the mouths in its nothingness grinning maniacally.
I know your rules. You offered us hospitality when we arrived. You can do nothing now to harm any of us. I will leave here as I came. And Nada, your little human sweetheart, will leave here with me. I said I would devour her soul, and I will. Slowly, though, a bite at a time. And with every bite, I will be thinking of you.
Morpheus walks down the steps towards the ragged patch of nothingness. His expression is serious.
Oh, Azazel, I offered hospitality to all my visitors. That includes both those I knew about and those I did not. Yes, you have my hospitality and are under my protection. But so is Corazon, and so is Nada. I will not see them hurt.
If you want her, Dream Squatter, then come and get her. If you've got the balls, I renounce your hospitality.
Very well.
And with those words, Morpheus steps inside the hole in reality that is the demon Azazel. Morpheus floats in the darkness inside Azazel. A void filled with jagged, fanged mouths and eyes which stare at him. Looking neither strong nor powerful, he grips the small leather pouch which hangs at his belt.
I did not believe you would be willing to enter into us, Dreamer.
But I did, Azazel.
Yes. Yes, you did. Very well. Find them and release them, and they are yours, and you may leave me freely. Fail, and I will feast on their souls and on yours.
I understand.
Do you really? Then find them if you can.
Very well.
Reaching into the pouch, Morpheus casts a handful of dust in front of him. It fans out, glowing and twinkling, casting a nebula trail which drifts towards one of the larger mouths hanging half open nearby. The dust circles it, glowing. Morpheus climbs into the mouth, through the teeth, as if through a gateway. Inside, bound in one corner, quivering, is the demon Corazon, trapped by the Merkin to be a hostage gift to the Lord of Dreams. Corazon looks sad and lonely, both mouths contorted into expressions of despair.
Sir, it's you. Azazel said it planned to give me to you for you to torture. I prayed that it was lying, as it often does. But then I was wrong, as I often am.
Yes, you are.
You have me at your mercy.
I am not here to torture you, Corazon. Take my hand.
Their fingers barely touch, and Coranzon vanishes while Dream is back in the void that is the demon.
That's one of them, Azazel.
Indeed.
Now the other.
Morpheus turns to another mouth, hanging nearby. Its sharp teeth are almost closed, but he can dimly see Nada within. Even bound in barbed wire, she is still the African queen he fell in love with. And the Morpheus she sees, prizing open the jaws of her prison, is the Lord of Dreams as her people knew him. Tall, dark-skinned, mysterious.
Kaikul? You?
Morpheus has stepped inside the mouth, which is Nada's cell. It takes every ounce of strength to stop its teeth from closing on him.
I have come to free you, Nada. Touch my hand.
You have come to free me? After all this time? Kaikul, I had given up.
Please, Nada. We have no time to talk. Just touch my hand.
She reaches out her hand. Their fingers brush, and she vanishes.
Azazel! I have freed them both!
Indeed.
Despite his best efforts, the teeth are beginning to close on Morpheus, pushing him to his knees.
I said that you could leave if you freed them, did I not?
Yes. Yes, you did.
The jaw closes inexorably to trap Dream forever. All of the mouths around him are grinning in triumph.
I lied. You are mine now, Dream Lord. Mine to consume at my leisure.
Azazel, it was unwise of you to attempt to harm me. Elsewhere, perhaps, but not here.
What?
This is my home, Azazel, my place of power. This is the heart of the dreaming. Reality here conforms to my wishes. It is what I wish it to be, no more, no less.
Morpheus, unharmed, stands calmly on the platform in his great hall. He holds in both hands a round glass bottle with a large cork sealing its contents, a black nothingness of mouths and eyes. The imprisoned demon, Azazel.
You have displeased me, Azazel, and in light of your actions, it was extremely unwise of you to reject my hospitality.
Morpheus carries the globe bottle to a large wooden chest. He opens the lid. Inside is a curious collection of artifacts and relics. There's a small, square, leather-bound box, a ring, a coin, and an old-fashioned pocket watch. There is also a human skull, possessing two mouths with tiny teeth where its eye sockets should be.
I trust that this will teach you better manners, little demon. Now, does anyone else in this place have a problem with my decision?
The thwarted supplicants for the key of hell have watched Morpheus defeat and imprison a foe they would struggle to contain. The Merkin has raised a hand to her face. Chlorican has put his arm around his sister's shoulder. Little Jemmy is grinning. Only Loki does not react. He is nowhere to be seen. No one has noticed this, because no one is looking at where he ought to be.
Good. I will see each of you in the outer lobby then, to say goodbye.
And so Morpheus bids his guests goodbye, according to their affiliations.
Honored host, my master has vouchsafed a final communication for you.
The genie reaches into the empty cardboard box that is its master and reads from the note which is manifested there.
Dream, your decision was just and orderly. As such, though I regret it, I cannot fault it, Kilderkin.
Thank you, Lord Kilderkin. Your understanding is appreciated. I wish you well.
Shivering Jemmy, the Princess of Chaos, carries something which floats on the end of a piece of string. It is not a balloon. It is a fish, swimming happily in the air above her.
We is always more fun than the order people. Cardboard boxes. Nobody clever beats cardboard boxes.
So, I take it that I have incurred the wrath of Chaos from now until the end of time? You said, if I recall, from the Shivering Brigade to the Laughing Dancers.
Really? Oh, that! I just made that stuff up. We didn't want it. We just didn't want anyone else to get it. Anyway, thank you for having me at your party, Mr. Dreamy. I had a lovely time.
Ah, noble demons. Corazon and the Merkin, Mother of Spiders. Where do you go now?
For there is a line already forming outside the gates of hell. We will join it, and when the gates are opened, we will return there.
Morpheus, Lord Azazel, what will you do with him? What will you do to him?
Do to him? Why, nothing. I shall merely give him time to reflect and the opportunity to mend his manners. I expect I shall eventually let him out in a millennium or so. Goodbye.
We will return to our own land then, Dream King.
Lords Anubis and Bess.
Nice maiden, yeah.
Lady Bast.
I am sorry we were unable to come to an agreement, old friend.
My brother desires privacy, Lady Bast, and I am prepared to respect that desire.
It is well, but if you change your mind, then come to me, and we can talk further.
Lord Odin, I regret that I was forced to reject your offer.
Aye, you're sorry. Yeah, well, you are still welcome in my Hall of Gladsheim, Shaper. My house is yours. And my mead and meat are at your disposal.
I appreciate that, Odin Allfather. Fare you well, and you too, Thor. I trust you enjoyed yourself.
I hope I was not too boisterous last night, Lord. Bluff, rough and ready. Take me as you find me, deity. I'm no one for your airs and graces.
Yes, I had noticed. And Loki, will he not say goodbye? Must you keep your hand over his mouth, Thor?
Well, the trickster seems unwilling to return to Asgard, Shaper.
Ow! It bit me!
No, you do not understand. This is wrong.
Shut up! I've been wanting to do that for 1,200 years. I'll carry him. Trick your way out of that, trickster. Time to go back in your hole.
Hey, boss.
Yes, Matthew.
Lord Clurican and Lord Susano have both asked if they can stay an extra day. I think they want to talk to you some more. Is that okay?
Oh, good. Yes, tell the servants to see that they are fed and cared for. I will talk to them later.
No problem. Hey, how does it feel not to have the key to hell anymore?
It feels like a great weight has been taken from my shoulders, Matthew. It is an evil thing, that key. It corrupts by simply existing. I am well rid of it.
Well, it's a good thing it went to those angels then. I mean, they won't be corrupted by it, will they?
I'm going to my quarters, Matthew. I have one final task for you, and then you may return to Eve's cave.
Sure.
Go to the woman Nada. I have assigned the fashion thing to groom and tend her. They are in the east wing. Tell her that I request her company for dinner tonight. Tell her that we need to talk.
Right. I'll tell her you want to talk to her.
I don't want to talk to her, Matthew. I doubt that she wants to talk to me. But still, we will talk.